times require a tough man. The tougher times get, the more the voters will realize they need me in the Oval Office.
The law. I learned that for myself many years ago. And now this principle will be the driving force of my presence. I hope that in the months to come, many more will voluntarily make the choice they And if they don't, they will find that they are not as far above the law as they think.
Darkness at the movies. We back, baby. We back. The darkness.
Yes, we are.
The darkness is back, baby. And wait a minute.
Oh.
Cody, you smell that?
Is that alcohol?
No. I smell a whitey.
Okay. What? You can never...
Because like, I'm not a racist asshole, but okay.
I am, though. That's what I'm here for. No, that's what I'm here for. Wayne, is that you?
Yeah, it is. Apparently you can smell whiteness now. I don't know how that happens, but...
I don't know how that... Especially through Skype, he's only in Australia.
My nigga sense is tingling. That's how I... That's how... Oh, peoples. Since CJ is always so goddamn late and we can't rely on him, Wayne is always reliable.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we decided to call him.
Hey,
and like I said, this is Dark Set Movies. I'm the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And I am the new Chicago John. The reliable one.
Well, you're on time, so...
Well, you're reliable, Wayne.
Yeah, so...
Hey.
You're on time. You're not going to give us a thumbs up and say, oh, man, I'm still at work, man. You know, why y'all didn't tell me this early? Nigga... But people, we're here to do Superman, Batman, Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, not the one with Johnny Depp and Christian Bale, right?
Oh, not that bullshit.
Oh, Jesus Christ! I forgot about that.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, fuck that movie.
And this was my choice.
Yes, it was.
I haven't seen this movie since I want to say probably 2 years ago.
I have never seen this movie.
I'm with you, Cody. Until
and neither is Wayne.
Until two nights ago.
Cool. Right on. Awesome.
And let's go ahead and get into this. Let me give a plot synopsis here.
Well, before we do that.
Oh, okay. You want to take the shot drink now?
Wait, do you have your drink with you, my friend?
I certainly do. It's a big motherfucker, though.
All right, well.
Stick with this. All right, cool. Well, that's fine.
Fuck you, then.
Take a sip with us, buddy.
All right.
Sip. Here we go.
Fire it up, people.
Fire it up. Yeah, that's about to fire it up.
Fire it up.
I haven't got my bullet.
Ooh.
Pussies drink last, man. That was a bad idea.
Oh, God. What is that, our fifth or sixth shot today, Cody?
Fifth.
Okay.
Start New Year's early, people. Start New Year's early.
Yeah, well, people. Let me go ahead and give that plot synopsis now.
Go for it, man. Good movie.
Superman, Batman. Well, we pick up here, and it kicks right off in here, where Lex Luthor becomes president. President of the motherfucking United
States. Classic Lex Luthor.
Man, you know, as much as I love Justice, I have never got that. It's like, how the fuck can people nominate this man as president? It's like, all the shit he's done.
Hey, he nominated George Bush.
DC Universe is fucked up. That is true. I'll give you that. He said he ain't no George Bush. I'll give him that. It's like, I was about to say something about George, but I was like, they might be hacking my lap, so never mind. Let me shut the fuck up about that. Superman's the only one, like, well, Superman and Batman, he's just like, yeah, fuck that guy. I still don't trust that guy. That dude's a dirtbag. But you got people like Captain Atom, Power Girl, and the rest of his team saying, hey, Supes, join up with us. So Lex Luthor pretty much framed Superman by saying that he killed Metalloid, even though it was another... vigilante working for Lex Luthor, and he pretty much frames him by putting a $1 billion hit on Superman. And meanwhile, in the background, the subplot here is the main plot actually is there's a kryptonite meteor coming to Earth, ready to destroy everything in vicinity. I'm a Luthor on this one, where he said, damn, that planet is called nothing but fucking problems, even with not even being there anymore. Where the fuck did this Krypton meteorite come from? Shit, that's what I was trying to remember. I was like, damn, I thought that planet was dead.
Right, it's pretty, like I said, convenient that it's a meteor full of kryptonite.
Heading to Earth as well.
Yeah, with Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe it's attracted to him. I don't know.
I don't know.
There's always. I found out something like, doesn't it make his mind crazy? I was like, I didn't fucking know that shit. But, and does Superman teams up with Batman to put it into it? Because Batman has to save him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what Batman does. He saves the day. And there's your plot synopsis. Let's get into what we like about the film. Wayne!
Go ahead, Wayne.
What did you like about the film?
The giant, massive tits on Power Girl, apparently, because these fucking things just get bigger and bigger, apparently. No matter what version they draw her in. That's why the Kryptonite Comet's coming to Earth. Just to check that shit out, as far as I'm concerned.
Man, I was just talking about that with Cody. I was like, man, I don't want to say this, but Power Girl, dude, I'd be the first dude constantly following that girl around MDC Universe. Be like, hey, baby, let me buy you a drink. Come on now. Don't say no. You can't say no for the 50th, 100th time. Come on
She could strangle you with her tits. You imagine, like, getting tit-fucked by that thing? It'd crush your dick.
Oh, thank God. Yes! Yes! Yes!
It's not a bad way to go, but fuck me, dude.
Wayne, I 100% agree with you. Them tits are just perfect.
I'll leave you guys in your own. Y'all motherfuckers.
Ah, Wayne, Cody, you know you want those tits. Come on now.
Yeah, but now we sound like... Now we sound like Chicago John.
Like that. Oh, yeah. I can tell you right now, Power Girl walked right into this room right now and was all up on you. I would hop right in the middle of you niggas. Like, hey! And let her throw me through halfway across the damn city and shit like that. Oh. Just to get in the middle of that.
Continue, Wayne.
Yeah, but besides the titties, okay, look, like I said, I've never seen this before until, like, two nights ago, and thank you, YouTube, because I didn't have to fucking pay for it, which is even better. But, look, it's...
I watch on YouTube, too, even though I got the movie.
Oh, fuck that, but it's, I don't know, to me it was, it's okay, it's alright. Kevin Conroy, always smashing out of the ballpark with Batman, he's always fucking brilliant, that motherfucker.
Voice acting was fine.
Yeah, Tim Daly as Superman.
I thought the voice acting was really good in here. One thing I really liked about the film was that massive fight scene between, well, Batman, Superman versus all the villains and shit like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was fucking cool. I was like...
Yeah, you see everybody.
Yeah, everybody. And Batman beats the fuck out of everybody. I was like, and plus you got to see... And that was great shots, too. The martial arts, hand-to-hand combat. Superman finally just letting loose, laser beaming everybody and shit. Taking bitches up into space and shit, saying, this bitch gonna be out there. Freezer or whatever the fuck you gonna do.
Like. Everybody except for, like, the higher Justice League, I will say, was in this movie.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. Yeah, everybody in there and stuff. And, you know, it was nice to see Power Girl finally in animated form because, you know.
Well, for you guys. I don't know. I know you two are iron on her.
So. Why not? And look, you forget one of the greatest highlights in this episode was the beginning of Alfred holding a shotgun.
Oh, that's right. Alfred had a shotgun. You remember that shit?
My man.
Who's there? I was like, damn, how does Bruce not believe in guns, but this nigga's carrying a big-ass shotgun on his fucking right? I'm going to tell you this right now, Cody and Wayne, Power Girl can replace the whole goddamn Justice League, and I'd be happy with that movie. Man, if they can find an actress, a porn star to play that role or something like that, be in that movie, I'm all for it. DC, I'm back on your goddamn
head. Just imagine the poster. But imagine the poster, right? It'd just be this big pair of tits and just saying, in IMAX in 3D. You'd have every single guy going to that fucking movie.
That movie would sell. That movie would sell like a motherfucker.
It's amazing how horny you sons of bitches are, man.
For Power Girl, yeah. I know, I've always had fantasy about Power Girl.
I'm sure you have.
Always.
No one's surprised about Wayne either. I'm sure he has, too.
Man, I've seen those comics since I was, like, in middle school, and I just looked at them and go, like...
I think that was one of the worst designed costumes I've ever fucking seen.
What?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Wait, let's be real. Like, obviously, I love women, man. Obviously. But come on, man. Power Girl's costume...
Dr. Doom versus Power Girl. There's a debate we should have had.
That's next month. Hey, I'm waiting on this. I'm on Wayne's side.
I was going to say,
that was... Underwear and that fucking oval circle around here. Fucking cleavage, man. Like, come on, man.
Don't care.
Sign that shit. Yeah.
It's fucking terrible,
it's
man.
It's so terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So terrible.
Yeah, I know you two horny motherfuckers love it.
Oh,
I
God. I'm so
terrible. It's the horny over sexual crowd. For me, I'm like, oh, God, man. Like, power drug, come on now.
Oh, this nigga sent a photo.
Check out that paywall. You tell me that looks ridiculous.
Come on, low, God.
Oh, that's a cosplayer, man.
I don't care.
Yeah, that looks ridiculous. Yeah. If I'm talking about, an adaptation of a comic book, looks horrible.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm with Paywall on this one.
Cause... Like, cosplay, that's fine. Like, but come on, man. Power of costume is all based on sexuality, man.
Yep, quite right. And it works.
I love it. This is the first time I will defend sexuality.
I can't defend
it. This is the first time I will...
I can't defend it.
This is the...
She looks ridiculous.
Does she?
I'm telling you, I'm based on, like, being a superhero.
No, I'm with you. I'm so with you.
Like, outside that, yeah, obviously she looks good. Obviously.
You can tell that I'm so with you. Like, I'm, like, nothing...
Shut the fuck up.
I'm, like, nothing but with you, man.
Dude, you're an old-ass fucking porn poster.
What is this shit?
Over a year ago.
Send a photo. What the fuck, dude?
You haven't seen a photo on nothing.
I know, it's bullshit. I feel cheated. I'm gonna fuck this website up now. Wayne, continue about Power Girl, please.
Go ahead.
Never mind. Go on, Wayne. I will give you that.
I know nothing about Power Girl besides the fact she has tits. That's it. It's sad. That's her character. So Cody, you kind of right there, because if she wasn't drawn that way, no one would give a shit about her.
I'm just saying, maybe she's a cool character. Like, I know next to nothing about her.
She's not a cool character. Okay. I can take this right now. Reading some of the books, jerking off to her, she's not a cool character. Okay. I'm saying this right now.
Okay, well, even she's just a pair of tits. That's it, and I think that's horrible.
But you know what? You say it's horrible though.
Yeah.
But what is the most dressed costume for females at Comic-Con?
I don't care. I'm talking about...
I'm saying, what is the most dressed costume? And it's coming from a women's standpoint, too. So what does that tell you about women?
Okay, people.
What does that tell you about women?
Okay, just give me a second. Most girls at Comic-Con...
Are whores?
Are whores.
Good on them.
I don't give a fuck. am I wrong? Would you say I'm wrong?
Well, everybody expect me to say that.
Would you say I'm wrong?
Hell no.
Wait, what you said? Nah, you are 100% correct.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here talking to you.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, listen, seriously, I've got nothing open.
Argo, sexy costume. I get that. But this is translated to, like, have an actual full feature film and, like, even like a cinematic adaptation. No!
Oh, yeah. That would never happen.
She's a highly sexualized character. She's just there to have tits out.
Yeah.
She's there to have tits out. She's a horrible fucking character. Horrible fucking character.
Well, not even just that, though, but from her storytelling and stuff like that, from the books or whatever, there's nothing really much to her.
Nothing there.
There you go, Wayne.
Yeah. Should I even dare open this? I like how this became a public enemies, then it just became a Power Girl.
Comic-Con girls. Let me ask you this question.
Well, there's never been... You know what the thing is, though? Actually, this goes back to the Dr. Doom conversation by saying, like, nobody knows who Dr. Doom is. How do people know who Power Girl is?
Tits. That's
she's not in mainstream at all.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
The Comic-Con girls.
How do they know about her?
Obviously, they see the costume. Oh. What's their main point?
Where's that music coming from?
Oh, no, that's what I'm wondering.
Is that your
that
Wayne?
That had to be your Wayne, because
I've got nothing open.
Shit up right now.
There's nothing open. Seriously.
What the fuck is that?
I haven't got a window open, so it's Scott. And I got no TV button.
Yeah, nothing open.
It stops. Is this playing?
Just X out everything.
Okay, just call it. I think it was Z's crappy movie. anyway, go ahead.
Fuck you, Z. Alright. Interrupting our shit.
I agree with you. No, I was gonna say, man. Like, okay, geeky girls who are even somewhat good looking or even very good looking.
Very good looking.
Why do they go to Comic Con?
They're not geeky girls, though.
For attention.
Geeky girls go to Comic Con.
Whatever. Why do they go to Comic Con? Not for comic books. Not for comic books, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. For dick.
For attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
What gets more attention?
Well, I think Sammy's always video chatting with us or whatever instead of...
Let's not break Sammy. Come on.
Every time we do a review...
Leave Sammy alone.
Why are you defending her?
Just leave Sammy alone.
Every time we do a review, she's got her video on and she's doing shit. It's like, take a video off.
Anyway. Come on.
See that way? What the fuck? I'm not saying anything. I'm just sitting back here, just not saying a word.
What would get the most attention?
Tits,
right?
Yeah.
What is a perfect costume with tits doesn't expose everything?
Power Girl.
She has the underwear, the tight-ass costume, the bulging cleavage with the circle in the middle. Right? Am I right, Wayne?
Yeah, you're right. And I don't see a problem yet.
Just based off of that, that's why girls who are what are the terms the kids use nowadays? Thirsty? That's what they use?
No. Thirsty. Yeah.
That's what they use?
Thirsty.
Thirsty, motherfucker.
Thirsty.
I can't believe these guys, too. Thirsty, a motherfucker. Oh, I'm going to dress like this whore right now. Oh, my God. All these men are looking at me. Why?
Because of you, bitch.
Like, why would you fucking wear something like that? What the fuck were you expecting?
Yeah, but they're the ones that annoy the shit out of me, though. The ones that they want the attention, but then you look, and then they slap you for saying, you shouldn't be looking. Like, well, fucking hell, don't dress like
that. Yeah. Fuck it. They might as well be called Harvey Dent. Two-faced girls, man. Fucking two-faced.
They should do a a woman should do a two-phase version. She can paint half her tits, in messed up blood, and then they'll be all right.
Damn, I don't want that. Well,
that's kind of hot.
That does kind of suck. Hey, Ms. Warren, come here real quick.
We've been talking about Power Girl for almost 30 minutes right now.
That's fine, because this movie is all about Power Girl. I mean, that's why I picked it, because it's all about Power Girl. Power Girl is the most important character in here.
I'm trying to figure out why, because she's in this movie. But does she have a huge impact? Let's be honest.
For no. Toy Man, she does. we don't get in that later, but let's go with the beginning though here and shit. Let's get over the voice acting real quick. Let's go over the voice acting. We got you know what? What we should do is look up the director. That is something we always do in Dark Side of the Movies, and we always find out the director has done some pieces of fucking shit. That last movie we did, remember the director, he did Scooby Doo and shit like
Sam Liu,
people. Let's see what he's known for. He's a director of... Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Whoa! Oh, that's the only bad thing. Okay, I don't like other directors.
I hated All-Star Superman. I'm not going to lie. I hated it.
I didn't hate it.
I have not seen it, thank God.
Lex Luthor shit. Oh, I understand humanity and shit like that. I was like, that is the weakest shit I've ever fucking seen. All-Star Superman, I fucking hate it. Beware the Batman.
It's not as bad as the previous director.
I still fucking hate it.
Never mind. That's a Batman Dracula.
Oh my God! He was the director of Batman vs. Dracula.
He was too.
Wow.
The Batman.
Godzilla the Animated Series.
That's still?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Oh. He did Extreme Ghost? That's the one CJ was trying to tell you about. He did the Extreme Ghostbusters, people.
Oh, fuck this guy. I hated that show.
Man. Dude, like a ton of bullshit in the past.
This dude, people, I'm going to go over his list. Extreme Ghostbusters. That was one with the black ones and shit. Godzilla the series.
Roland Emmerich Godzilla.
Yeah, that one. Max Steel. The Batman. He did 7 episodes of that shit. The Batman versus Dracula.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Then...
Versus.
He did All-Star Superman, did that one. Thor, Tales of Asgard, that was whatever. That was shit. Beware the Batman. He did all 9 episodes of that fucking season.
Long-lived show, that was.
I know, he killed that show. Thank God for this guy then. He's a great director. Wow, I don't get how we keep getting to these great animated movies, to these okay anime movies.
I wouldn't say this one's great, but it's good. I would say.
That's why I was saying great and to okay, and then because this movie is okay.
It's good.
I don't think it's nothing. Well, there's problems with it, but I think it's an okay watch. I think it's one time viewing.
Oh, it's fine.
You get your Batman versus Superman kicks out of it and shit like that.
Yeah, that's what I wanted out of it, pretty much.
But this guy's previous work is fucking garbage. I'm sorry. I mean, he's got some good things in there, but it's like, how the fuck do you go from something like Young Juggers to Beware the Batman?
I don't get that.
Pure luck.
I don't get that at all.
Clancy Brown is Lex Luthor. What do we think?
All right. Greatest Lex Luthor ever.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to say that.
Totally agree.
I love...
What was that, Wayne?
I said totally agree. He's always played Lex Luthor better than anyone else ever fucking has. But then again, he's probably had the best opportunity because the animator Lex Luthor has always been the best.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I agree. 100%.
Kevin Conroy's Batman, Bruce Wayne. Wayne. Well, that's a given.
That's automatic.
That's Batman.
Tim Daly as Superman. That's not automatic. Anyway. Captain Atom, Alexander...
No, I think he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, I don't know.
I think everybody was fine, pretty much.
Yeah, voice acting was fine. Even Power Girl.
Yeah.
Who's voicing her? That, Allison Mack.
Yeah, the bitch from Smallville.
She was in Smallville?
Yeah, she played, like, Clark's...
Power Girl?
Yeah, school friend, whatever bitch, yeah.
The Long Beach, California.
There you go.
So Power Girl lives in my city, huh?
Oh.
Huh?
She looks nothing like Power Girl.
That's okay with me. I don't give a fuck. I just imagine she's Power Girl.
The measurements of Power Girl.
No, she don't have Power Girl's titties, but that's cool with me.
I know that's cool with you. You don't care.
Mm-hmm. I'll imagine them titties on her.
Yeah, because she was in, didn't see what movie she was in. Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. So she probably shrunk her tits. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm choking. Fucking cookie dude. Alright, that's a good one. I do that.
Damn. Drunk her tits.
Yeah. That's the case, yeah.
Hey, that's cool. Fine. I still suck the motherfucker. Anyway, the voice acting here I thought was all great. The animation, I thought it looked fine, but...
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
The animation, I thought it was fine.
I had a problem with animation.
I was going to say, there was some parts where I was just like...
I thought the character designs were a bit too cutesy for me.
They're a little cartoonish.
Yeah. I grew with them over time throughout the movie. But I thought overall, they're a bit too cutesy for me. A bit too kitty.
You know what they reminded me of? Batman Brave and the Bold.
Oh, God. It's not that bad. Come on. That's pretty good.
No,
that's
not bad. I'm not saying it's that bad.
Not that bad. But I think they're still a bit too cute. Look at...
Yeah, Superman looked too clean cut.
Like fucking Superman.
Like the eyes and shit?
Yeah, like the chest drive. Like, the facial features didn't bother me. It was more of the body. I was just like...
It didn't take me out of the movie, but it was...
No.
I thought it was a tiny bit too cute.
Compared to the other shit, where it kind of looked more animated, like more slick and stylish or whatever. Here, it looked like it was more blocky.
Yeah.
So, I was
too crazy.
But it wasn't
I didn't hate it.
It wasn't my biggest problem.
No,
it didn't take any or anything like that. No. I just thought it was kind of weird compared to their other DC animated one. But Wayne's just like, man, them titties were perfect. What are you talking about?
No. I agree. Look, it looked too kidsy, and there was no shadowing. It just seemed everything was just like a block with no texture at all.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%.
Let's get to that. Let's get to the fucking meteor now.
Oh, God.
Kryptonite Meteor. Yeah, so Lex Luthor's original plan was to send missiles up there. And he was doing all the math work, doing day and night. But which I was fine with, because it shows Lex Luthor's intellect to an extent.
Why the fuck is the president trying to solve this shit?
Good question. I don't know. I would say it obviously dealt into his ultimate plan, but then against that, but ultimately he wanted the world to get to extinct pretty much, so he could rule and have his own.
What makes him think he would live through that?
I don't know.
Ignorant.
That's what I was trying to.
I have something to say about that too.
Dumbass, ignorant fuckwit. That's what.
What was that, Wayne? You breaking up?
I said he's a dumbass, ignorant, fucking egomaniac fuckwit. That's probably the only reason why.
You know what? That was the thing I got from this, but the Lex Luthor I know doesn't mind using people as his advantage and shit like that.
What he did do to an extent.
He did, but I was thinking, like, why is he having such a hard-on against these superheroes and not using them for his advantage? Because, his thing was, how is he going to live through this? Is what I'm trying to figure out. If millions and billions of people are going to die from your calculations, and then another person I have with that fucking missile shit, where the fuck did that other dimension come from where those missiles just went through?
Yeah.
You remember that shit? Where the dimension shit?
Yeah, I'm wondering, because he was taking kryptonite injections throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Well, at the end of the movie, at least.
Well, yeah. Well, no, no, towards the beginning, they didn't show as much, but you
didn't get into it. They showed up in Jordan, Power Girl interrupted.
But I'm wondering, like, did he think, or did he do the calculations to realize, like, yeah, I could survive this personally? I don't know that.
I didn't think this Luthor was that smart. I thought he was kind of like a dumbass.
No, he showed shades of it, but most of the time, he wasn't.
And I think it was more just because of the voice actor himself. It just
Clint's his dialogue. Yeah, Clint's great.
Yeah, because I thought this Luthor, I thought he was one of the weakest things. His plan sounded fucking moronic and stupid as hell. That didn't sound like some Luthor. That sounded like some Vandal Savage shit.
Granted, I think it's better than any Luthor plan in anything I've ever seen, like cinematic and shit. We're not saying a whole lot.
We ain't saying anything, really. Superman Returns on that.
I know. I'm saying. I'm glad we had this kind of egomaniac, kind of deranged Luthor.
I thought they kind of pushed him a little too far with that.
No, I get that.
I thought it was a little too. Like the president shit was cool, but his whole plan of letting the world blow itself up and he visited and his vision. It's like you president, you can do that now.
Like, yeah, what's the point of having a extinct world? What are you going to rule?
Like, that's Vandal Savage's shit. Like,
what are you going to rule? Everybody's going to be exterminated.
Yeah, except for what? These superpowered beings, most likely.
Exactly. So, which we were trying to control.
Yeah, so, like, what do you get out of this?
Yeah,
like,
and then they're going to realize at some point, like, oh, wait, hold on a second.
And he's talking about Amanda Waller's going to live through it, too, and I'm just like, how? There's no plan between that. And then, let's talk about Michael Bay.
What?
Now, you're wondering, like, why would I know Wayne and Cody.
No, well, I'm interested. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I know you guys are interested. You're like, how does Michael Bay come into this?
Continue.
How the fuck they get the Metropolis to Tokyo in a matter of a day? That's a Michael Bay plan. And then when the fight scene happened between Lex Luthor and Superman, they in Tokyo Palace. Fight. They went back to Metropolis.
Was that Tokyo they were fighting in?
Yes. Because remember they said when he saw the Power Girl, when Amanda Waller, she was like, what about the kid in Tokyo?
That's true.
She did say that. Remember that.
So Superman, I can understand. Batman? Even though he's above the planet, whatever. But still.
Even in the fight scene, though, between Lex and Superman, nigga flew on some rockets on that damn machine he had, and they ended up back in Smallville.
How fast are those goddamn rockets exactly?
Not fast at all. Not that goddamn fast.
That brings up another question. Superman, he was injecting himself with kryptonite the entire movie.
Lex Luthor.
Oh, sorry. Lex Luthor. Sorry. Yeah. Injects himself with kryptonite the entire movie. He puts on the suit, which I think... Isn't the suit also injected with some type of kryptonite?
What did the injections do? That's what I was trying to figure out.
I don't know.
Like, made him stronger?
It was making Superman weak at some point. But...
Okay, like a metalloid kind of thing?
But come that final fight... You know, at the start, yeah, he was making him weak. But toward the end, it was like... It was a war off. Whatever.
It's no effect at all.
Yeah. So, oh, I'm Superman. Boom. Crash. Fuck you up.
That was my problem with that. It was just like Superman's getting his ass beat through this film. And then all of a sudden when Batman goes out into space, he comes out his whole strength.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah, we're going to get into that Dark Knight Rises shit right there.
All right, before we get into all that stuff, positives about the film.
Yeah, positive.
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne. You got any positives about the film?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I was going to say Power Girl's tits. That's how they were going to survive. Luthor was just going to hide under him, and the media would have hit him. That would have been it.
That's the perfect place right now.
Like, voice acting, brilliant. Voice acting was great. I think there was a great story in here. It just wasn't executed right. You know, I think the idea of making, you know, them, you know, public enemy number one and all this shit and using all the, you know, putting a bounty on the head is a great idea. It just wasn't executed that well, so...
You know, if this was the first one we watched, I felt like this really was some straight to DVD shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, to an extent. Yeah. To an extent.
Yeah, like, and that's not to say any of them was made for mainstream or anything like this, but this one felt like this one was just rushed out. I'd be like, oh, just put these characters together. They'll love it anyway. Right. Or shit like that. Because, like Wayne just said, it wasn't executed as well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the opening and the beginning of it was damn good, and even the fight scene between Superman and Batman between the villains, it was. I think it was after that, once Lex started getting a little bit more involved and Lex planned and all started coming to fruition, that's when I was just like, okay, it's kind of slowly getting
smooth. I got a lot to say about that lower half.
That Tokyo shit.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
And fucking, Bane. My God, Bane was just taken out in one move. What the fuck?
That's right, Bane was
his. Yeah, Bane was. Yeah. And Batman just flipped over him, took the blade out, and went, cut his ass up.
Same shit he does all the time. Yeah.
I was like, Mike,
don't do that in the beginning.
It's like, motherfucker, you had a whole movie based on you, and yet you get taken out by Catwoman and that, which is disrespectful, it is. And this, Batman just takes you out, cuts your tube, and you're fucking done. You're hopeless, Bane. Pathetic.
Batman took out Grundy, too.
Oh, your
he's
God.
Like, this Grundy's gonna feel a lot more pain. Elbow that motherfucker, and I was like, ooh. I ain't gonna lie, that was a badass fight scene. I was loving
it. I like the fight scene.
I love the fight scene and shit like that. Make Grundy a dumbass, yeah. Looking like he was, I thought that was cool.
Who's that Batman, Superman
teaming up against minor villains, just throw them in there or something like that. Who's the coolest fucking scene.
Who's that fucking bitch with the supersonic voice thing? Who just screams.
Nightshade.
That's a bit.
Yeah, Nightshade.
And typical of all women, just fucking yelling at a man, trying to fuck him up.
No, her name wasn't Nightshade. That was Banshee.
Banshee.
Banshee, yeah. And Nightshade was a chick that was controlled by Gorilla Grodd.
I think all of them were controlled by Gorilla Grodd. Yeah,
that was weird as fuck.
He did control Solomon Grundy.
Solomon Grundy and what was the other motherfucker? The
other big motherfucker.
I forgot. Anyway. Superman's villain.
Yeah.
One of his girl galleries. I thought that whole... One thing I had to say about that fight scene, though, at the end of it, Superman created a tornado that pretty much stopped everybody. I was like, why you just knew that from the beginning?
Fucking tornado again.
What if Batman would have been killed in that fight just because you holding back?
That brings up another point. You guys remember when Lex Luthor, he has that meeting with Superman, and he fights with Talo. And you see afterwards, he sets up Superman for, I guess, crispifying Metallo or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you see the video footage, and it's like cinematic shots, like close-ups and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Really? Who filmed this shit?
Metallo.
Who believed this shit?
Metallo.
Like, really? Nobody would believe this shit. Nobody.
Like, I love, though, after all the years of Superman service, Lex Luthor somehow becomes president. That's why I still don't get this world. It's like, how can he become president? How can he become president?
Yeah.
And then this whole world is just like, how could Superman do that to Metallo? You mean Metallo, the motherfucker that's been terrorizing for how many years?
Yeah, that's another question. They have Metallo in a morgue, right? And obviously they know he's not fucking human.
Why was this nigga buried?
Why was he not buried? Or how did I figure this shit out? Like, oh, wait, hold on a second. This guy's not fucking human.
That's why I always in these animation shit, when Batman discovers something, I'm just going like, that shit normal people could have just figured out, though.
Even here, it was more fucking transparent, obviously. It's a fucking Metallo. He's a goddamn robot fucking being.
Because it's just simple fucking research. It's like, I would imagine a guy that's blaring, like Batman's little device he had, that shit was blaring off radiation. I'm just like, I would think that if it's blaring like that, a human could just touch it and be like, damn, dude.
So even that kind of spawns off the whole thing, and I kind of have a problem with it. I'm like, okay, wait, no, bullshit, no.
Mm-hmm. About you, Wayne?
Oh, is it? Everything that has been positive in this film, it's very minor, because most of it's just really forgettable. It's actually not bad, it's just pointless. As I said, and I
don't know. Not bad.
I felt like they just jammed in so many fucking characters, which... It makes for great, like action fight scenes, but for the storytelling, it was just like, well, here's one fight, oh, here's another fight, oh, here's another fight, oh, here's Power Girl's tits, oh, here's some kid who built a fucking rocket.
I think it's great fan service to an extent. Yeah,
yeah,
this is all fan service. Like, oh, we see fucking Captain Atom and this chick girl, whatever.
I think the best parts of these movies, that's not to say this movie is bad. I thought it was fun. But I think the best parts of this movie is just seeing Batman and Superman team up and the parts that they do.
I would say the dialogue between Batman and Superman, that's the best part to me.
But everything else about it, the storytelling, like Wayne said, I thought it was just forced and half-assed, and it was a little bit weak. And then when they get to Tokyo, that was just a whole other
guy. We can get into that just now. We were getting to that.
Okay. Oh, and another thing. All these heroes turning on Superman and Batman. I was like, okay, I find that a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
I was like, Hawkeye and Captain Marvel and shit like that. I was like...
Also, I wonder, like, where exactly in the DC Universe timeline does this take place?
Yeah.
Like, I know...
Because if this is pre-Justice League or post or whatever, you would think that out of all things, Superman. Come on now.
Yeah.
Superman's a lot. Even in Captain America, mm-hmm. Winter Soldier, even some of the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they were just kind of like,
yeah.
Wait, Captain America, come on now. Even the chick that was related to Haley Atwell character, she was just like, no, not Captain America. Right. Come on now. It's like, there's somebody, one of these supers had the question. It's like, come on, Superman?
Yeah, even though like, he had the $1 billion bounty on him, like, yeah, even then, like, no.
Yeah. It was nice to see Batman fuck up Shazam.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's like, you ain't got shit on a Batarang, bitch.
No, Batman was awesome in this fucking movie. He played against everybody.
He had a great line, too. The line where Superman said, whatever happened to that villain, he was just like, why all the good villains go away? And Batman was just like, what the hell is a good villain?
Right. Card? Yeah, was another one. What was it? When Superman comes back, I guess, to the Batcave, and he says, what took you so long?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Superman's like, well, Batman's like, what is it, Lois?
You
and Superman just looks at him and is like, right.
He was like, you wouldn't understand. He was like, you're right, I wouldn't understand.
And that goes back to the ending when Lois comes back, and Batman just like, branches off like.
Oh, I got a problem with that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I got a fucking problem with that. Okay, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and get into it.
Right.
Where the fuck does Lois just come from at the end of this goddamn movie?
Helicopter.
So we get some dark eyes and some Man of Steel shit. Lois just pops up on a helicopter out of nowhere to hug the superhero at the end and kiss him. And just, I was like, what the fuck?
That's another thing. Lex Luthor, when he's all roided up and shit.
Kissing on Amanda Waller.
What the fuck was that?
Hey, he wanted to kiss CJ.
Anything at that point.
He's trying to make out. See, they made Amanda Waller fucking obese in this goddamn movie. I was like,
I get Amanda Waller supposed to be rotund, but goddamn.
It hurt. She was missing a neck and shit. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude.
No.
I was like, man. You know, Amanda Waller is huge, but they made her extra huge in this fucking movie. I was like, Jesus Christ, Viola Davis, you gotta gain some weight.
Yeah. One thing I will give kudos to was the handling Metallo. Oh, that was pretty cool. Yeah. Morphing and shit. Like,
oh, yeah, the morphing the gun and shit. That was cool.
With him, like, the kryptonite shard right there. He just morphed his hand into a gun. Shot. I was like, look at it. Badass. Like, all right. I can dig that.
Yeah, I that ending, though, I had a problem. I was just like...
No.
Helicopter that just flew out of nowhere. And then the Lois Lane getting off it. I was just like, where the fuck has this bitch been the whole damn movie? And then they were going to end it on this shit. I was like, wow, okay. What about you, Wayne?
Oh, we all know she was reporting in Antarctica looking for that fucking bloody ship that Superman crashed in, Man of Steel.
Yeah, we get some Man of Steel moments in Dark Knight.
But seriously, did you seriously want fucking Lois Lane in this?
This film. Okay, awesome.
But did you seriously want Lois Lane in this anymore?
What was that, Wayne?
I said, did you seriously actually want Lois Lane in here anymore anyway? She's a fucking forgettable character anyway.
You know what? Nobody would know that was Lois Lane until she hugged Superman. Because when I saw that helicopter, I was like, who's that? And then when she got off, I was like, must be Lois.
Yeah.
I was like okay, well, what was the point of that? Like, you could have just literally ended with Batman, Superman just looking into the sky or whatever. Just like, ended it right there. But had just crowbar Lois in there. I was like, Jesus
Christ. Hey, Superman's got to get some ass. Superman needs loving.
Apparently he does.
Hanging around fucking Power Girl, like, yeah.
Nothing,
yeah. Yeah, hanging around Power Girl, you'd want some ass after seeing that.
Not from Lois, though. Maybe from Power Girl. She's like, Power Girl look easy, I'm sorry.
And what's wrong with that?
She did turn Toy Man down, I give him that, but Toy Man didn't have a chance compared to the phenomenal one.
Goddamn 14-year-old.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance at a phenomenal one.
Can we get to that right now?
We're the phenomenal
Toy
one.
Man now? Let's get into Toy Man.
Was I going to find out he was like racist son of a bitch or not?
Superman!
Batman!
What a coincidence that he just happened to be a fan of Superman and Batman to build a rocket.
Build a big-ass rocket. Big-ass, that looked just like Batman, half Batman, half Superman.
But he said he'd been building that since he was 7.
How old was he? Like fucking 17?
Why was he building that? Fuck it? Whatever. Just, like...
just in case.
My question is, though, they didn't know about Toy Man. Remember that.
That's right.
They didn't know about Toy Man until Amanda Waller gave them the flash drive. How the fuck was Power Girl already there?
I don't know. Power Girl's mystery in this movie to me.
How how is she already there? So was she withhold? Because Superman told her, you know what to do.
Yeah.
And that before they fought Hawkman and them and shit like that. You know what to do. I was like, I don't even know what she's supposed to do. What's going on here? And they didn't know any of this information until Amanda Waller gave them the flash drive to where to go and stuff like that. What the fuck? Did we miss a scene or something like that? That was just bad filmmaking right there.
I thought the whole 20-minute scene was horrible. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, that was the worst part of the movie to me.
I would agree with you, Cody. 100%. I did not like that last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Which one? The ending itself, whatever, with Lex Luthor or...
Toy Man. Just the last 10 minutes with Toy Man. That whole Toy Man section, I'm like, what the fuck in the hell has this got to do with anything? It just seemed... It just seemed jammed.
You brought up earlier.
Even the fight scene between him and Lex Luthor, I was just like, Superman can break Lex in like fucking five.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into that later. Yeah, but we see Batman going to ship, but he's Batman, he's badass, sacrificing himself.
It'd have been cooler if Batman just died.
Yes.
Interesting enough.
Actually, I have more problem with this than Dark Knight Rises. But that I was just like, he should have fucking died. Right.
Yeah, while he's in space on the scene, we have Superman against Lex Luthor. Okay, my thing is, wasn't Lex Luthor laced with fucking kryptonite?
Been laced with it for months. He injected himself like three times though in that one scene.
And didn't he have some in the suit, like in the middle? I didn't get that exactly.
He got to Tokyo pretty quick too.
Yeah. And then, he's obviously handling Superman at first. And all of a sudden, I guess because the writing says so, Superman has to overcome this. Start beating Lex Luthor's ass.
Superman got stronger because he saw Batman sacrifice himself. You didn't get that? Wait, you saw that, right?
Yeah, I thought it was full of shit, though, but yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
He saw that Batman, someone as courageous as him, could sacrifice his life like that. Just courageous. And Toy Man talking shit to Lex Luthor, that was something, right? Just like, just because, obviously, you couldn't figure it out. Isn't Toy Man a villain of Superman?
And also,
I didn't know he was from Tokyo.
I don't even know who the fuck Toy Man was until I saw this.
Right? Apparently, Tokyo was right next to, Metropolis and all that.
Yeah, Lex Luthor, he had no helmet. He's flying around. No bugs in his eyes. No.
Nothing. He didn't have no windshield wipers. Nothing. He just made it easily to Tokyo.
I get Superman. He's Superman. But look.
Attack Power Girl one time and she's out for the rest of the fight scene. How convenient is that?
Yeah, typical.
Blast from Captain and all that.
Right.
It's a Batman Superman movie. Not Batman Superman Power Girl. So we can't add her in that fight.
Are we getting into the spaceship now?
We can get in the spaceship.
Okay.
Bullshit.
Batman.
Should have died.
Goes up into space. He collides into this kryptonite comet that everybody keeps saying, it's too full of radiation, it's too powerful, whatever.
The missiles they fired exploded before contact.
Before.
Because the radiation was so thick.
And apparently, this big-ass mech suit from this kid from Tokyo.
Why was that able to get through it?
Right. It has no foreign elements incorporated into it at all.
No.
Nothing. Batman flies it up to there, obviously explodes, saves the planet, whatever. And guess what? Guess fucking what? Who survives?
You got a message from Toy Man. I was like, why does he even know what that means? Just knew what that was. How did he survive that shit? I have a problem with this more than I do Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. But at least in Dark Knight Rises, he can say, I ejected or some shit like that. That's the point. It's bullshit, but at the same time, I can at least give that a try. With this one, he literally went...
space.
He literally went directly to this.
Directly into it.
And this whole bat signal S-shaped thing actually survived through the whole thing. There was no debris on it or nothing like that.
Everything else blew up.
And Batman is just sleeping.
Bullshit.
Not only, Cody, did they go through space, he went through another dimension.
That's right.
Remember that portal he went through shit like that? And Batman, no protective gun. That glass over even didn't get shattered.
Like, I get Batman a badass, but come on, man.
I don't even think that was a badass
scene. No, I'm not saying it was a badass scene.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
It was just like, Okay, come on now. You had to kill this motherfucker. I mean, at least make it seem like Batman had a plan or something like that. Batman didn't even have a plan for that. He's just like, fuck it, I'm just going to kill myself.
I get this is a comic book film adaptation, but come on, like, make it a little bit more plausible.
It got pretty dumbed down.
Throw something in there.
It was pretty dumbed down that last 20 minutes. I was just
like, man.
That ending was some bullshit. Yeah, and then the whole Superman carrying him through the whole, I was like,
yeah.
I get it. That's kind of a joke that they was working through this whole movie, like Batman saying, oh, I hate being carried by you and shit like that, or saving who and something like that, but Batman should have died in that whole fucking scene. Yeah. He should have been obliterated into a million fucking people. Matter of fact, when Superman threw Lex Luthor down, whatever, you should have seen a bat arm just fly by him just going like, damn, I guess I better take care of Robin now and adopt this grown-ass man.
I agree.
I guess. I think what this movie mainly sells on, though, is just having Batman and Superman together.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, other than that, and Power Girl's tits. But,
there you go.
Women, I want to make an announcement. You keep dressing up like this, and you just keep doing your thing, but don't get mad when people like me and Wayne...
See, so we claim about women rights and shit and being assaulted or fucking demeaned and shit, we wearing shit like this. Don't fucking do that.
Don't do that. Allow us to look, take pictures. You wore it. You accept it.
Yeah.
You accept my eyes.
Especially anybody from Comic-Con. I don't want to see any of you fucking complaining about wearing fucking Power Girl costumes. Ever.
Now, we can't admit that Power Girl is the sexiest fucking comic book character ever.
Yeah, or the most whorish.
Both.
Goddamn.
Jesus Christ. This girl is hot.
Yeah, anyway.
I tried to get my ex dressed like this one time.
How'd that work out?
She had too much goddamn sense. Man, that's horrible when women got sense. But anyway, Wayne's like, yeah, it's damn right they are.
Yeah, well, women want to dress hot, dress hot, but don't fucking have a problem with us when we start looking. That's just a key. That's a game.
Thank you, Wayne. Sorry. Thank you, Wayne.
And we're going to be looking. We're going to be looking.
Yeah, if you would show me a picture right now, like, come on, man.
From my old Comic-Con days or whatever and shit, yep.
Really? Kid having a time of life right
that
now.
That kid don't know what to do with that.
No, he doesn't, but he has a time of his life right now.
Jesus Christ, Wayne, I gotta send you this photo on Facebook one day. This photo I took at Comic-Con. Oh, my God. Well, awesome photo, I'm not gonna lie. I love you, Power Girl, but you're kind of a whore. And I don't have a problem with that. I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, being a whore is the greatest power of all. You should know that.
Power whore. I like that.
Yeah, that's accurate. From what I've gathered from her, she has like nothing going for her other than her tits and her skimpy ass costume.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
She's like that Wonder Woman from Justice League War. My costume empowers me.
Give me your ice cream.
Oh, God. Yeah, now I'm glad that's what I'm talking about. Oh, Jesus Christ. That is fucking horrible. Wayne,
yes.
Some final thoughts.
Sure.
Final thoughts. It's decent. It's definitely not the best DC animated film by any fucking stretch. It's fun.
You'll probably see it differently.
Yeah, it's fun. The fight scenes are really great. Superman and Batman are portrayed fine. Except the ending is bullshit. If Batman was killed, it would have been a lot more powerful and a lot more. It actually would have been a lot fucking better because
I don't see a problem why they couldn't kill Batman. It's
not exactly.
Like, exactly how I felt about Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem was of not killing Batman. It's not like it's going to be a sequel to this or like, oh shit. I think personally it would have just been better storytelling personally. You don't have to keep him alive. This is not a franchise. It's straight to DVD animated film.
Like I said, Batman should have died at the end and then we could have had Jaden Smith play Terry McGinnis and it would have been perfect.
Goddamn.
Okay, fuck you.
Wayne, goddamn, I was with you.
Never mind, this ending was fucking gold.
I was with you.
I will make that film happen. I will make that film happen, P1.
Goddamn. Wayne,
fucking Wayne.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I'll fucking murder you if you make that happen.
But yeah.
Fuck it.
That's all I gotta say.
Take this shit then. If that happens, take all this goddamn Batman. Yeah, that's fucking shit. I need that. Take all this shit. Take all this shit. Take all this shit, this DC shit from me now if that shit happens.
It's gonna happen, man. It just live with it. It's gonna happen. His mum's a part of the universe. His father's a part of the universe. He will be part of it.
Fucking Jesus.
He's gonna be Robin in the new Teen Titans show they're talking about.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. Wayne, what'd you give this?
Oh, what rating can we give it? What's the star rating here?
I'm giving it a fuck it.
A fuck it? But see, I couldn't give it a fuck it. I would say a stream it out of all things, but it could.
Right, that's fair.
But yeah. The ending's definitely a fuck it. But otherwise, I would just give it a stream it, to be honest.
Alright, if it wasn't for Power Girl, you would have gave it a fuck it?
Oh, that'd be a fucking, I would fuck it just to fuck Power Girl, yeah. Put my dick in the DVD player, a Blu-ray player, and just have my way at it.
I'd be drooling like a motherfucker for that. God bless you cosplayers, too, that dress up like her.
Absolutely. Sammy, we got your Halloween costume next year.
No, I don't think Sammy is busty like that, so...
Oh, we can pat it up.
I'm not gonna touch that.
I don't think her tits are busting out of her damn shirt like that.
Padding works well.
And sure, put that costume. But I don't think they are. Get boob implants, Sammy. Do it for the darkness. Do it for not worth a kick in the ass. Do it for movie spoilers. Do it for the show. Do it for ratings.
Yep.
She's all about ratings, right?
Oh, of course. I think if we threw a poll together and the people had to donate money, that would be all for it.
We should get that chick that Jordan had on his show that he was trying to expose, saying he didn't want none of that. She had some big-ass titties. I remember seeing her photos.
Oh, yeah, she did too.
That's right, yeah. And Jordan wasn't trying to hit that.
Jordan wouldn't be able to kid nothing.
So full of fucking shit. Oh, guys don't try to hit on hot girls that they hang around with. Nigga, shut the fuck up.
The only pounding Jordan ever got was from his own fist, alright?
Jesus Christ. Cody.
Yes, sir.
Final thoughts.
My favorite part was the relationship between Batman and Superman itself. I thought the camaraderie between them, and even the dialogue, I thought, oh, witty, you know, the right marks. Like, yeah, that's what I want out of a Batman Superman.
By humor.
Yeah. It worked. Even that scene where we were fighting, like, a bunch of villains from the DC Universe, that was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Because
you're never going to see that live.
Yeah, never going to see that. Oh, that's badass. That was awesome. Yeah, Lex Luthor's ultimate plan, like, Clancy Brown's a great Lex Luthor, obviously. Did the shit he was trying to pull at the end. First, the kiss on the Miranda Waller, I still don't know what the fuck that was all about.
I thought he was the worst character in here.
I don't know what that was. His ultimate plan about trying to take over Earth, even though this kryptonite shit will fucking eradicate everybody except
same
him.
Plan from Justice League Doom, that's right there, yeah. With Vandal Savage.
Yeah, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. I hated fucking Toy Man and his inclusion. Especially his...
Que pasa, Bats?
Yeah.
You remember that line?
I thought he was just fucking obnoxious. Even slightly offensive in a way. Almost slightly offensive. And then he's lining his Power Girl. Well, yeah, because you might do the girl's fucking chest as big as...
I don't know what he said. Because he was like, can you get this robot working? Does Power Girl have
big? Yeah.
Then he was just like, hey, and Batman just interrupted. I was like, come on, Batman, you know you like them tits. You've been fucking around with how many women?
Yeah. And then the whole Batman going to the space shit.
You know Batman fucked Power Girl.
Probably.
Hey, you want to know my secret identity? Better ring. Is it Bruce Wayne? No, who told you that?
Yeah, and then Batman going up to space and the whole him taking out the fucking meteor thing. Bullshit. Boy, again, it's a comic book, but still, the roles he established in this movie itself, bullshit.
Yeah, that was kind of the dramatic turn. It was just like, of course it's going to be Batman to do that. Because right. It wasn't going to be Superman because we already know he's going to live.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't expect Batman to live, and which he shouldn't have.
Bullshit.
Yeah. That was Horse in Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
By far, Horse, I think it was.
Yeah. It had a lot of parallels, but yeah, I think it was Horse in Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully I come out with this movie with a just a straight-up rental.
Ah, nice little rent it then. Straight, no low or high, just rent it. Okay.
Or rent it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of between you guys, whatever. I agree with Wayne's points. I agree with your points. The thing about this film is I think the biggest thing about it is what everybody's so hyped up for Batman versus Superman is just Batman and Superman on the screen. I don't think they really give a shit what else goes on in the movie or nothing like that. And same went for this one. I thought Lex Luthor was, as far as the voice acting, which was great, I thought his character and his motivation, his plans were just weak as fuck. I was like, man, this is probably the weakest I've ever seen a Lex Luthor. That shit when they got the toy, man. Man, I'm telling you, that was some straight up time traveling shit for your ass. I was like, like you said, I understand Superman getting there, but Lex Luthor and Batman, that was some time hopping shit for your ass right there. The whole Batman sacrificing himself, which probably would have been a nice way to end the film, but they decided to just have him take a nap. I thought that was a bigger fuck you than Dark Knight Rises at that end. Because I was just like, at least in Dark Knight Rises, we didn't actually see that happen. In this one, we actually see the little bat thing go right into the bomb and blow up and explode. Yep. And none of these straight, and all these like pieces of kryptonite, burned up kryptonite hit Earth and shit like that. But Batman's just floating up there, taking a nap and shit. And you're just like, not a damn thing is injured on this thing either. Power Girl, I agree with Cody. One of the worst characters ever, but by goddamn, I wouldn't mind seeing her in every DC adaptation you ever fucking can make, because I would just love to fucking see what they do with her animation.
Gotham! So, Gotham! God. Bring her into Gotham!
Damn, I'm all for that. I am all for that. Why the fuck not? I'd watch Arrow if they brought her in there. I would go back to Arrow if they brought her into that, because my God, it's just something about that woman that's just intoxicating and enticing and very powerful. And I sound like CJ right about now, but I understand where he's coming from with this, because my God, Power Girl's got to be one of the sexiest fucking characters that ever hit the stream. But I got that thing, it's just like, damn, how do people know about this chick? She's not mainstream in comics. She's not mainstream in the animated shit.
Do a search on Google.
I guess it's like, what do you type in?
Porsche comic costume.
Oh, you know what? I want to type that in then, because I'm curious, like, how would you even look that up?
That would probably be the first thing you see.
Because every year we go to Comic Con or something like that, there's a ton of girls that's always dressed up like that. I'm just
they
like.
They want that fucking attention, man. There's no other way.
Horace.
Why would somebody wear that fucking costume? Especially got somebody.
Costume for Comic Con. I'm just curious what that is. Why is Rorschach the first nigga to come? You know what?
Rorschach.
You know what? He's got a trench coat, got a mask. He does win that. I give him that. That nigga looks like, oh, well, look, Watchmen. There it is. It's Spectre. Maybe I spelled it wrong. My Little Pony. Wow. I'll be goddamn. Okay, then. All right, well.
The world's fucked up.
Gambit, damn.
Okay.
Oh,
no, really? Okay.
That's right. Why Chantan's playing him. Whore.
Whore. Strip up.
I like how there's a lot of Watchmen shit on here, but what did I tell you? Hallelujah.
Stop.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna just get this a high stream it. I don't.
High stream.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle between you guys.
Is that really in the middle? What did Wayne give it?
He gave it a stream
it. I gave it a
stream. You gave it a rent it. I'm going to go with high stream it.
Okay.
High stream it, low rent area and shit like that. I think that basically the concept of what this is winning off of is Batman, Superman, everything else in here I think was weak. Even the villains, they just threw them in there and be like, Batman, Superman can take care of them in two states or whatever. Well, that just goes to show you that whatever shit they got to face in the next coming animation or movies or whatever, it's just like, that should be no threat for them.
Yeah.
Should be no threat for them, because when they team up, they bad. They unstoppable.
Unless it's against tits.
Oh, yeah, unless it's against Power Girl or whatever shit. Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ, the apple of my eat.
Every male's weakness, what can we say? That's our kryptonite, people.
Every male's weakness. Even Cody's having fucking withdrawals right now. He's just like, oh, Jesus. Women, I want to defend you, but damn, you're putting me in places I don't need to be right now and shit like that. But, people!
Yes.
That's been another edition of Darkness at the Movies.
Dark.
Or is it Fired Up at the Movies with a Touch of Darkness?
Fired Up at the Movies with a Touch of Dark. What is this photo of Power Girl right here? Who is she holding right there? Is that a monkey or a robin?
A monkey? Robin? What?
I don't give a...
I can't tell. I don't.
Yeah, it's CJ. Anyway. I could see this movie happening. Yeah. Actually, in the newer comics, they actually did give her clothes.
I know. I saw that.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck that.
Give her pants.
It took some years, but yeah, finally did it.
She still looks hot in them. I don't give a fuck. Y'all give a fuck what costume you put. She just looks hot.
That's fine. I'm just saying, just don't make it look horrid.
There is no fixing that girl's costume, because you give her pants or not.
I think they fixed her in the newer costume. I think so. hurry up and
why
it
fix
really search for this shit?
Why fix that doesn't need to be fixed?
Oh my gosh, she's hot. Anyway, people, that's the darkest of the movies. I was a phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Wayne.
White one.
The white one. Yeah, the white Wayne.
And we will catch you people next month for another edition of Darkness at the Movies.
Whose turn is it this week?
Oh, I guess it would be Wayne's turn then, right?
Oh, well,
is it my turn?
In place right now.
Are you sure you don't want to have Chicago? Yeah, you sure you don't want to have Chicago John back?
Nah, sorry.
I don't
want to
buy this anymore.
No, that nigga's not worried about this, so fuck him.
Well, I can tell you, there's one film you guys have not reviewed yet, but that I know of. And if you haven't, I'm very surprised. And that would be certainly Mask of the Fucking Phantasm.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay. I was worried.
No,
fuck
that. No,
you're bad shit right now.
Yeah.
Mainly because I want to watch that. Yeah. I haven't watched that shit for ages, and I want to watch it.
When you haven't watched that shit in how long?
Years, man. I fucking love that movie.
I haven't watched it since it came out either.
Yeah, it's been years for me.
So, this is actually being another revisiting for me as well. So, people catch us next month for Mask of the Phantasm.
I'm excited.
Batman, some more Batman shit.
I'm excited.
So, later, all you
people
out there. Yes, later.
And I need to take a piss.